Am I Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Wednesday.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Consumer confidence, how are we feeling?
Yeah, we're actually not as good as you might have thought. We haven't talked about confidence for a while, have we? So we're going to quick look at the state of mind of the consumer. This is indicated by the Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence Index, came out yesterday. And unfortunately, it's down, Mike. So if we look at the numbers, headline index 103.8, that's down 5.3 points. So it's now sitting below the long-term average. And I think it's pretty fair to describe this as broad-based weakness as well. So it's not just hitting, we're seeing it across there, as Westpac reported, McDermott Miller reported, it's across all income brackets, across all age groups, and across regions as well. So what we're seeing through this survey, we're seeing increased concern about people's personal financial situations, concern about the trajectory of the economy over the next few years. Thing is, Mike, this consumer confidence picked up in late 2018, and now we're seeing sort of this nervousness, and I suppose the real question is why, and that's actually not that easy to pin down. Maybe some sort of underlying concern about the talk of the slowing global economy, maybe potential changes to the tax system, capital gains tax. Maybe these things are playing out in consumer confidence, but it's not actually that easy to put a finger on. But what we can say is that consumer confidence is lower.
Okay, and below the average too, which is a worry. Now, global dairy. Well, let's pick the mood up right here, right now.
Yeah,
Eight
in a row. Global dairy trade auction index up 1.9%. Now, actually, that's quite consistent with what we were expecting. Positive movement higher, obviously, in the overall dairy trade index. So that now goes right back to the first auction in December. So a 26% rise since the low on the 20th of November. So I think that's a pretty significant move higher. At the individual product level, whole milk powder, that's the most important commodity there, up 4%. A little bit of weakness in skim milk, down 2.4%. Big jump in the price of butter at the auction, 9.3%. Just looking at that whole milk powder price, Mike, average price now, $3,317, I think that's per metric ton. On the 20th of November, that was 27.6% lower. So pretty significant. Futures pricing going into this was suggesting that whole milk powder price. It was suggesting that the other products might not be so buoyant. That's what played out. Fonterra is reducing volumes for the upcoming auctions as well, so that reduction in supply, that should provide support for pricing as well. And what it looks like, Mike, is remember early in the season, it looked like the milk collection was going to be higher.
Yeah.
And then I think we've had a couple of drought conversations when I was becoming a weather diviner. It now looks like that collection is going to be about the same size because it's got very dry. So, again, it's a supply-demand issue. Doesn't look there's going to be quite as much supply as we thought there was going to be early on in the milk season.
Butter 9.3, eh?
9.3, you wait, you go to the supermarket. When you go and smother that butter over your baguette, you're going to pay for it.
Expensive sandwiches. What are the numbers?
The numbers. The Dow, actually, just as we talk, the Dow Jones has ticked over 26,000, 26,008, up 94 points, 0.37%, all good. The S&P 500 also up 2843, up 10 points as well, up about 0.36%, and the NASDAQ 7749. So the US markets are ignoring a little bit of nervousness about this trade deal which is coming through in the headlines. The FTSE 100, 7324, up 25, and that Brexit nervousness just not feeding into the London, into the FTSE at all. The Nikkei, 21,560. 66 down 18, Shanghai Composite 3090 down 5, the ASX 200 lost 3 points yesterday, so a quiet day across the ditch, 6187, and we lost 18 points on the NZX 50 closing at 9497, so that was down 0.19%. On the currencies in the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6858 US, 0.9671 Aussie, so creeping closer to 97 cents. Against the Aussie, 0.6041 euro, 0.5166 pounds, 76.35 yen. Gold is at $1,306.50. And Brent crude, pretty steady, really, $67.17.
Well done, you. You have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. Contact him at jmiwealth.co.nz.